In Montana, the Assiniboine and Sioux tribes shipped 5 members of their bison herd to another tribal nation this week. The exchange is part of an effort to restore bison populations across Indian country. Earlier this month, Robert Magnin had to say bye to 5 of what he would call his babies.
Be almost like your children when they move on. You know that you can't stop it, but yet you know they're going to a good place.
Magnin directs the Fort Peck Tribes' Fish and Game Department. He oversees their bison conservation program. The week before, he had to decide which bison would leave.
They were hanging around with a couple of our older bulls, and we had to break them apart, and they were running around the pastures kind of nervous.
Do you think they knew that something was up?
I'm pretty much sure they did.
Bison were once common in North America, then nearly wiped out after European colonization. Now, many conservation programs are managed by the federal government and nonprofits. But in a historic agreement between the Fort Peck tribes and the Eastern Shoshone, 5 bulls were loaded onto a trailer and traveled over 500 miles to the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming. They're the first graduates of Fort Peck's quarantine program. Magnin walks me through the paperwork that certifies they're good to go.
Let's see what else is on here. They're 3 years old. What else is important? That's all.
Oh, good. Your tuberculosis, make sure that they're free, and the brucellosis, make sure they're free.
In 2014, the Fort Peck tribes spent $500,000 constructing a state-of-the-art quarantine facility for brucellosis. It's a disease that ranchers dread because it can make cattle abort their fetuses. That said, there have been no recorded cases of bison transmitting brucellosis to cattle. Still, the Montana state veterinarian had to certify that the bison were brucellosis-free before they could be sent to Wind River. Earlier that day, Magnin found out that they had tested negative. He wasn't surprised.
I pretty much knew they would be. Their mothers and fathers been 13 years now, and they're still clean, so I figured they'd be clean.
But even if you knew that, is this validating to see this on paper?
Yes, it's something I can show other states that ask us if we do this, that I have proof that we have done this before.
That matters because Magnin has big dreams for the program. He wants to help other tribes start their own herds too. So far, he says there are 7 tribes and 2 organizations on the waiting list for bison.
We're reaching new milestones every year.
The Fort Peck tribes began their conservation program in 2012 with 34 bison from Yellowstone. But now it's become self-sufficient. The bison that went to Wind River were born on the Fort Peck pasture. And get this, the Eastern Shoshone are getting them for free.
But are they paying you?
No, huh? No money's not involved.
The Eastern Shoshone just had to pay for the transportation costs. Magnin says the tribes donated the bulls because their pasture is actually at capacity right now, with 340 buffalo, or 345 before the transfer took place. There just isn't enough physical space for any more animals at Fort Peck. But Magnin is happy to share.
Basically, to Native American, the buffalo are very important. They're part of us as relatives, and that now buffalo need help. As a Native American, I think it's our turn to help them.
He wants to see tribes across America reconnect with their cultural and historical roots to buffalo.
Chairman.
That's something the Fort Peck tribal chairman also supports. Chairman Floyd Azure says restoring his tribe's connection to buffalo is a priority for him, politically and personally.
And were bison important to you growing up?
Personally, I never seen one. I know all I did was read about them.
But he says he was there when the buffalo first arrived from Yellowstone. He says it was colder than heck and dark out, but still one of the most exciting days of his life. And that's the kind of wonder he wants to inspire in tribes across America.
I'd like to see every reservation, every tribe that had anything to do with the bison, to have bison on their reservation. And if we can assist them in any way, that's what we're here for.
The Assiniboine and Sioux tribes will put that mission into practice next month. That's when Magnin, the tribe's fish and game director, says they'll be transporting 5 more bison to another tribe. This time, the Rosebud Sioux in South Dakota are the lucky recipients. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.